Pues.
Welcome to Spotlight, in which this week I've come to the Národní hřebčín, or National Stud, at Kladruby nad Labem in central Bohemia. Here, by the banks of the River Elbe, unique old Kladruber horses have been bred for over four centuries.
It was founded in 1579 by the Habsburg Emperor Rudolf II. The reason why he started, or his father Maximilian II, he started to breed these horses in Kladruby was to have their own Spanish blood horses for a ceremonial purpose.
Says Susanna Šancová, who works at the stud farm and is an expert on old Kladruber horses. She'll be our guide for today.
These horses were used in a curt in Vienna, in Austria, and also in Prague for special occasions as a driving horses.
We're in the stables here now, and very near us there are quite a few of these horses. Could you describe them? What kind of horses are they, or even in terms of size for our listeners?
Yeah, so these are quite heavy, warm-blood horses.
Sorry, when you say warm-blooded, are some horses cold-blooded?
Yes, but we are not interested in cold-blood horses or draft horses. These are very noble horses, and they have noble heads with a typical shape called Roman nose, and then they have quite strong neck and long body. For them is typical also the trot, the movement of trot. They are well known for their high action by the front legs. And also we breed these horses in grey and black colours. And all grey horses are born in dark colour. So the foals are dark brown, black.
So these horses, basically their job is to look good?
Yeah. It's very important because in past they were very close to Emperor and his family, and they must be very noble. The exterior of these horses must be perfect.
Today, for instance, would some of these horses be used, I don't know, by the Queen of England or someone like that? Are they in use?
Yeah, we sell horses to Sweden and also to Denmark. In Stockholm, they are used for great music. You can imagine that they have maybe more than 60 horses as an orchestra, and there are five horses in the front row in white or grey colour, and they use Kladruber horses because they are very calm. They are not afraid of noise, and the riders, they play trumpet. And also in Denmark they use Kladruber horses for driving for their queen.
As we were hearing a few moments ago, Kladruby was established way back in 1579. Surely that must make it one of the oldest stud farms in the world.
Maybe it's not the oldest, because we know about stud farms which were founded earlier than Kladruby. But Kladruby, or Kladruber horse, is kept in Kladruby more than 400 years, and it's very important because we know about older stud farms, but the original type of horse is destroyed or is not kept into this time. So in old German stud farms nowadays they breed modern type of horses, but it's a situation than in Kladruby.
The Kladruby estate, which is owned by the Czech state, is also very impressive. I asked Susanna Šancová if it had changed a lot since the days of Rudolf II.
I think it's very similar to, not directly 16th century, but maybe the first half of 19th century, because in 1757 there was a great fire, and the buildings, church, chateau was destroyed, and big renovation became in the beginning of 19th century, and also these tables you can see are from this time.
Established by the Habsburgs, the Kladruby-Stud came in for something of a backlash in 1918, when, with the foundation of Czechoslovakia, there was a strong anti-Habsburg mood.
Fortunately, the population of grey horses was not attacked by this feeling, but black Kladruber horses, they had great problems, and the population of black horses was nearly destroyed, and there were only about 20 horses in Czech Republic in the beginning of 20th century, and Mr. Professor Bílek, he collected these few animals, and he started with a new breeding of black horses. He served them, and nowadays we have maybe same amount of grey and black horses, but there are more differences between black horses, this population. One is big, one is small, one is fat, or one has a straight nose, one has a beautiful Roman nose. It's necessary to select them more than grey horses.
Old Kladruber horses, with a mix of Spanish and Italian blood, are quite rare. What does the future hold for the breed? And what about inbreeding?
There is 1,200 horses in the world, Kladruber horses. Most of them in Czech Republic, more than 1,000. And 500 horses are in private hands. And 500 belongs to National Stud Farm, as I can say. So we have approximately 250 grey horses and 250 black horses. We have no problems with inbreeding, as I can say, because sometimes we use also blood of other kind of horse. It's necessary. Yeah. So now the stud book is closed, and it's possible to mix Kladruber horses, for example, with Lusitano or Lipizzaner. These types are quite similar to Kladruber horses. But maybe in 20 or 30 years, we will use Lusitano sire or Lipizzaner. And in this way, we will get a fresh blood into the population of our Kladruber horses.
When you say that they're used for driving, do they need training? Do you have to train them from a young age?
For example, this stable we are here just now, it's for young horses in training. So these old horses around you are 4 years old, and when they are 3.5, we start with the basic training. It will take us maybe 11 or 12 months, and after this time the horse is educated in driving and riding, and the horse has to pass exams. And after this examination, we will choose horses for breeding. So we will choose, for example, 2 or 3 stallions and 5 or 8 mares. They will stay here as breeding animals, and the rest we would like to sell.
And if you'd like to ride a carriage pulled by these magnificent horses, it can be arranged if you call a couple of days in advance. You'll find a link to the National Studs website at our site. But for now, thanks once again to Susanna Shansova, and thank you for joining me for this edition of Spotlight.